When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Oh, I just love these stories. We're talking about the dog squad again, the police dogs. Gee, they're popular because they are solid gold, helping the police in what is almost every day becoming a more insurmountable task with these huge numbers of children invading our homes, stealing our cars. Now, it says here, Cairns Dog Squad had a perfect, P-A-W-F-E-C-T, a perfect time when they met with former Yellow Wiggle Greg Page, writes Alison Patterson. Now, this was the launch of Goldsborough's first community automated external defibrillator. Now, you might remember Col McDonald talked about this, and then, of course, just last week, we had that call also that was so important from Dave Raymond saying, basically, if you want to come along and support us, we're going to be at the Mountain View, and abracadabra, thanks to the combined efforts of Cairns Dog Squad leader Sergeant Dave Raymond and the Goldsborough Karate Club, $3,000 was raised to install the AED, that's Automated External Defibrillator, AED, in the Goldsborough community. Now, the initiative's the brainchild of Greg Page. He suffered a sudden cardiac arrest, very high-profile cardiac arrest, I've got to say, after leaving the stage of a Wiggles performance. This is back in 2020. Gee, the time flies. But anyway, a crucial part of his survival, of course, was that timely use of an AED. And after he came out of hospital, Greg made it his passion to get defibrillators in every community in Australia. Isn't this a fabulous thing to do? Through his charity, Heart of the Nation. Now, in the grounds of the Mountain View Hotel on Saturday, locals enjoyed displays from emergency service and instruction in AED use. Now, I've got the gentleman here. I've got Dave Raymond here. Oh, he's set to go, actually. This is Sergeant Dave Raymond. Hello, Dave.
Hey, John. How are you?
Which particular dog did you have with you on Saturday?
I had Axel, and Radar was there as well, which is the drug detection dog. So,
oh,
yeah.
Fabulous. Now, let's talk about what happened on Saturday. Just paint a picture, because that Mountain View Hotel's got so much character, hasn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful location, and they've done a really good job. And they gave us the grounds for free, and we brought a few people in there, so we hope that people start using it a fair bit, especially the people from Goldsborough. Yeah, they were really fantastic for us at Mountain View.
Now, the AED using the things, is it particularly demanding? Is it complex?
The actual utilising it, you mean?
Yeah.
No, very, very simple. We were instructing kids on how to use it up there at the Mountain View the other day. Mm. Category 5 emergency care, which is a company that supplies AEDs. They bought up their own, their training one, as well as mannequins, and the kids were putting it on there and understanding how it works. And it's all automated, as the name says, it's all automated, so it tells you exactly what to do. So you can't make a mistake, you can't go wrong, you can't give somebody a shock when they're not supposed to be shocked or anything like that. It's all straightforward, yeah.
Can I just go over the, I know it's old ground, the almost miraculous recovery of Greg Page. I mean, it could have been no longer with us except for quick action. In that particular case, I mean, how long from the time he collapsed to the time he was receiving assistance from the AED? How close was it?
His story was quite amazing, actually, because we sat down with dinner with him on Friday night and he went through exactly what happened to him.
Yeah.
But he was about 10 minutes away from an AED, but he still managed to bring...
Really?
10 minutes before he got the shock, and he got a second shock, which brought him back around. But they obviously had CPR going on for that 10 minutes.
Oh, I see.
So they located it. Yeah. So that was continuous, keeping him going. And then when they shocked him with the AED, brought him back, which was great. Otherwise, he definitely wouldn't be here.
So he was getting treatment behind the stage, I presume, while someone was casting around to find that AED.
Yeah, that's correct. Luckily, there are a couple of nurses there who do a fantastic job. Yeah, so he's very, very lucky that they were there. And, they were working on him all that time, so till he got the shock.
Come back to the fact that his charity, Heart of the Nation, what's his involvement there?
Now, once he got out of once he got out of hospital, he made it his passion to get these AEDs right throughout the community. So they're freestanding units, almost like a little miniature phone box, and inside there is a defib, and it's hooked up to a Heart of the Nation app on your smartphone. So as soon as that AED is moved,
yeah,
it will send a message to a number of people who have medical experience, and it will say, it'll show exactly where that thing is, where that AED is going, so we may be able to render assistance if need be.
Did he join other people at Heart of the Nation, or was it his idea, or how did that all come about? Because this is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely his idea, and he doesn't get any money out of it. That's his passion now, I think.
Wow.
You know, he probably gets enough money out of the Wiggles from his finger that he's quite happy to run around and do this. And I said to him, you know, busy people seem to do all this type of stuff, and he's as busy than he ever was, because trying to get these things up here. But we got a promise of about another half a dozen, six or seven here in Cairns now, from people who attended on the weekend, so you'll see them going up at Yorkies Knob, I think, we'll Forest Gardens. There'll be a couple coming out here at Gordonvale Way, so without looking at the list, there's quite a few coming on board, so and we'll keep pushing for more. Hopefully we can have that, you know, that within 5 minutes of each resident somewhere along the line, but
is fantastic. What a wonderful human being. By the way, with Goulder, it's not a huge community. Well, it's getting bigger. Colin McDonald said it's, you wouldn't recognise it if you haven't been out there for 5 or 10 years, but it's still a relatively small community, and this is Greg Page, the internationally renowned Yellow Wiggle, looks after tiny little communities like that. He wasn't doing a show there or whatever, so oh, no, I've got, you haven't got a defibrillator, well, let's organise it. I think that's remarkable.
Yeah, well, he did a program about 12 months ago now on the world's biggest CPR lesson, or something similar to that. I can't remember the name of it. And what he did on there was, showed people what to do and how to do it and stuff like that. It's amazing what a bit of star power does for people.
Yeah.
He did want a concert down at the, he bought a guitar. He says, anybody got a guitar? So we organised that for him. In fact, the, one of the head of the SES blokes, he was a guitar teacher. He said, yep, you got it. So he's proudly had Greg Page singing with his guitar. So, there are a few drawbacks of the weekend though, because my wife and I can't stop singing Rockabye Your Bear out of our heads now for the next 5 or 6 days. And I've expressed my concerns over that. So, the kids and the parents were dancing in the aisles when he was singing. So it was really, really fantastic, yeah.
What a wonderful human being Greg Page is. And like you said, I mean, one of the busiest blokes in the country, flat out touring all the time, he said, I'll take time to look after little communities in regional Australia, which is even more remarkable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, exactly. Just a remarkable human being, and the nicest fella you ever want to meet. Everybody was so impressed with him, and he went out of his way to help people out and talk to them and chat to them.
What a lovely story.
As I say, it's his passion, and we'll just keep pushing it for him up here.
Now, by the way, who'd you have, Axel and Radar? Did they behave themselves?
We put a demonstration on with both dogs, so the people could see what they actually do, and that was pretty. I, from my point of view, I think it's probably just above Greg Page's performance. But anyway, there's no bias there, of course. And then in the third, in distant third, was Radar. I don't want him to take my limelight. So
I'd ask for a few parts of Rockabye a Bear, but I'm a bit busy.
you don't want to hear that. So,
God, what a funny story. Look, it's a wonderful story, Dave. Thanks for sharing that with us.
No problem. And I can encourage people to download that Heart of the Nation app, because that has AEDs that are fairly close to you, and you never know when you may need it. Even if you don't know how to use it, it's all self-explanatory. It talks to you while you're doing it. So, that'll be great.
The Heart of the Nation app. Okay.
That's the one, Heart of the Nation,
app. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Excellent, Dave. If you're near a radio, go to it, because I'm going to catch up with Cole over in Goldsborough Valley. And congratulations. That was a wonderful initiative on Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, John.
That's Sergeant Dave Raymond, officer in charge, Cairns Dog Squad.